Behind a Duluth computer store, workers are filling their second semi-trailer truck early into a week-long collection of used electronics. Computer monitors and printers are scattered throughout a small mountain of very used turntables, TVs, and stereos, destined for a recycling service in the Twin Cities. Computers are rapidly piling up as households and businesses replace ailing and outdated PCs. It's hard enough to dispose of a broken computer, but it's even difficult to unload one that's in perfect working condition, although a little bit used. Duluth's Computer Renaissance Store buys, sells, and trades new and used computers and components, but store manager Norris Klessman says many customers are surprised to find there's not much value in even slightly used computers.
Yeah, they get shocked, to be honest. One of the problems, too, is that when some of those machines came out, you were supposed to be able to have an upgrade path. The problem is the upgrade path doesn't exist anymore because the whole industry has changed.
Klessman says a Packard Bell computer that sold new for more than $2,000 last year is worth used just a couple of hundred now. And Klessman says many components are cheaper to replace than repair. Computer equipment is becoming disposable. Klessman says keyboards are a perfect example.
Somebody spills Coke on it, I want you to fix the keyboard. Well, they pay me $60 an hour, or I can sell them one for $15. They're just not worth fixing.
One solution is to give the old PC to charity, but many schools, churches, and other charities have become wary of accepting used machines. Al Krupemski heads up a state of Minnesota project to rehabilitate used computers for use by school kids across the state. But he says they can only use systems with a computer chip of model 486 or better. He says there's little demand anywhere for the old 286 or 386 systems.
One of the things we do with every computer that we refurbish is that we load it with the Windows 95 operating system. And in order to be able to use that operating system, it needs to be at least a mid-range 486 with a fairly large hard drive and quite a bit of memory.
The Minnesota Computers for Schools project uses inmate employees in the Stillwater and Lino Lakes Correctional Facilities to rehab donated computers. 14,000 refurbished PCs have been placed in schools across Minnesota. Krupemski says they do their best to avoid throwing any part of them away. And that's not just good intentions. In many places, it's the law. Computer components are banned from landfills across Wisconsin and in some Minnesota counties. The federal government has classified used computers as hazardous waste. Each computer monitor contains up to 2 pounds of lead. Components include toxic materials like mercury, PCBs, lithium, cadmium, and phosphorus. Dragnet Computer Recycling of Minneapolis was formed 9 years ago to provide information age technology to disabled and economically disadvantaged people. The nonprofit's president, Gordon Gillespie, says they soon began restoring computers for their clients. He says Dragnet will have processed 100,000 computers by year's end, with 93% being put back in service. Gillespie says computers that can't be restored are disassembled and recycled.
The reality is almost everything sooner or later is going to break and have to be properly disposed. But it's a cost-effective way, in our opinion, to get people baseline computer skills that can help them live independently and not be dependent on welfare.
Dragnet accepts all computer components, regardless of age or operation, but they may charge a nominal fee to cover disposal costs. Henry Fisher is a regional planner with the Minnesota Office of Environmental Assistance. The agency is co-sponsoring the statewide program now underway to collect household electronics for demanufacturing and recycling. They've struck partnerships with private groups like the American Plastics Council, Sony Electronics, and the Asset Recovery Group of Waste Management Incorporated. The program is intended to safely recycle components and seek ways that electronics can be made more recyclable. It's unclear early in the program whether recycling will ever be economically feasible for computers and other electronic devices.
I think what we'll learn through this research is there's opportunities here. I think that's going to be the bottom line. We may find that other options in terms of recovery work the best in terms of cost, but I think that this partnership is going to find a lot of opportunities for both industry and government to work together.
The Minnesota Office of Environmental Assistance maintains a list of recyclers available through a phone call, or the statewide electronics collection continues for the next several weeks, with pickup locations changing every few days among 30 Minnesota counties. In Duluth, I'm Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio.